a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none. Our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
Do you have your numbers?
Move to approve check number 476102 through 476121, checks number 476125 through 476163, warrant 8395, one journal entry.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve checks numbers 476122, 476123, and 476124.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And one abstention. Thank you. Motion carries. Next, we have the, excuse me, approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for May 20th, 2024, along with executive session minutes for May 20th, 2024.
Any question on any of them?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 20th, 2024, and executive session minutes for May 20th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the approval of Highway 86 Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Funding Agreement. With us, we have Taney County Regional Sewer District Administrator, Mr. Brad Albritton.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. I have here from Ms. Pat Keck, three approved and signed copies of each of the funding agreements with a letter from her.
Okay.
Both for Highway 6 amendments and the Erie Creek funding.
So the first one we have is for the Highway 86. So if you'd like to start off with that and just kind of let us know what's going on there.
So the Highway 86 project connects into infrastructure in Ridgedale that comes out Carlton Road, crosses the highway. We've connected the Big Cedar development in. It goes on down Highway 86, sets the sewer district up for future projects in that area. But the big piece of that was connecting in the Thunder Ridge development. There's been lots of changes, realignments. There's been some additions to the project. And there's costs that are just higher than what our original estimates were. So right now, we're requesting an additional $100,000 in funding for that project. Some of the changes are realignment changes, additional storage at our Highway 86 lift station, which is up at the highway to accommodate future flows. That was a comment DNR made. We also had some changes required by Southwest Power Administration where we crossed their power line. We had, they told us one location was right, then they moved it on us during the process, which required changes in the design. So lots of different things have added up to need some additional funding, but it's a pretty small percentage of the.
Of the overall project?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of Emery Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Funding Agreement. Thanks, sir.
This map is included in the back of that funding agreement, but I believe it's a small version that's in that I handed you first. This is a bigger copy. So the Emery Creek project is is the Emery Creek subdivision out north of Branson. We took that system over 3 years ago. The treatment facility was in bad shape and has been for years. We executed an agreement with DNR to upgrade that treatment facility to get it back in compliance with effluent limitations. At the same time, there has been pressure problems in that collection system in the first phase area, and we come up with a solution to build a lift station and some a few thousand feet of force main to eliminate those pressure problems. It's all low pressure out there. It's actually, we call it low pressure. It actually operates in higher than normal pressures, but it is all a pressure system on step tanks and grinder pumps. So part of the problem in the first phase, which is the road to the south there, when you come in the subdivision, you turn to the right, goes way down the hill there. There was an old treatment facility there at one time the original developer put in. It would not meet limits. This is going back to around 2008, and the developer shut it down and allowed all those homes to pump up the hill, and the hill was just too high, so they had lots of pressure problems for years. Again, our solution was to build a lift station down the hill at the location of the old treatment facility. And then the yellow line that you see on that map is force main that goes back to the treatment plant in the back of the subdivision that we do operate. So this first phase of work that we just bid out is to build a lift station and that force main, and then finish up the engineering and bid out the treatment plant upgrades that we'll have ready here within a very few months later this summer. And then I will come back to you all requesting funding for the treatment plant upgrades themselves.
Is that because the engineering study has not been completed yet?
No, it was all done. We just prioritized the collection system improvements. And the reason we did that is because those problems were affecting customers out there on a very real, regular basis. The problems at the treatment plant are more environmental, and they don't affect customers. It affects the environment, and we need to upgrade the plant to get it to meet its limits. It needs several upgrades to the plant, but it does not affect the customers. Those pressure problems were causing lots of issues.
Just curious, when the developer originally plans on putting the lift station to pump it up, and then he changes, I'm assuming because of expense or something, does he not have to go through any kind of approval with any?
That's been a little bit of a mystery. Yes, you would would think so. I don't know all of the history of that, back in 2008 time frame, but it definitely put that part of the system out of range or out of specification.
Any questions?
Do you know if they, is there like an HOA or is there a fee in there?
Yes.
Is that fee on top of what goes to the sewer district for payment or?
Yes. So the HOA out there in Denver Creek has done a very good job. They collected sewer connection fees for years. Right. There was $110,000 that transferred to us that we used.
So that did transfer?
Yes, and we've used that on the project. The they do charge HOA dues, but we now charge them a sewer fee, that's completely separate. So
the reason I ask is since it's been developed, we've taken over the roads.
Yes.
And we've taken over the sewer.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure that the HOA wasn't still being paid
for sewer or
for, well, or hey, we took these burdens off, and then you go in there, and all of a sudden they built another amenity. It's like, wait a minute, guys.
I don't know what their HOA dues are off the top of my head.
But that 110 was transferred.
Yes, that sewer money was transferred.
Because I remember I asked that whenever we looked at taking this over.
Yes. And that was one of the neat things.
There's a lot of good people on that board. There was whenever we did all this.
Yeah, normally you don't have sewer money in a small HOA situation like that you can get and use on a project.
If my memory was, when we agreed to enter this and take it over, the HOA, they were going to turn that over to us, but I think it was less than $100,000 at that time.
There may have been a time, I'm sure there was.
Yeah, when we first started, I think it was.
When we took it over, almost 3 years exactly, I think it was the month of May or April, 3 years ago, it was 110,000.
So as it grew, then they still turning that over.
Yes, they definitely did what they said they were going to do. Good relationship with them out there.
Is there an accolade return? I was looking for the amount.
The amount, yes, 1.5 million. That includes construction and engineering for the future, or for the upgrades at the treatment plant.
You said it's already gone out for bid?
The collection system projects, or improvements have, yes, sir.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Emery Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. That is our last order of business down here. We are agendized for 9:15 upstairs in the Taney County Commission Conference Room for the Rockaway Beach Wastewater Funding Roundtable Discussion. So I have 9:14 a.m. We will be in recess.